in the state tournament. How does that sound?
That sounds phenomenal. I mean, we talked about it last night when we fell up just a little short, and you know, we were at dinner and we said, don't feel bad for yourself. You guys belong. You guys fought like heck. Let's enjoy it. Let's wake up tomorrow and attack today and get off to a hot start and put our stamp on this tournament, and we got off to a great start.
You did. You led by as many as 15 there in that first half, 30-15. You had three guys today combined for 64 of your 69 points. I'm sure you know which three they are, but how big was it for those guys, some of the leaders on your team, to step up in a moment like this?
Yeah, they did, and it was pretty unselfish numbers when you guys get scoring like that, but what leads to it is guys like Colin, Isaac, Joe, getting guys involved, everyone playing their role, and then when they're hitting shots, why not keep going to them? There's been times where they don't hit shots and others step up for them, and anytime we can ride those three, they're having a good game. It puts us in a good spot, and we just gotta keep feeding them hopefully get stops on the other end.
You guys attacked the basket really well today. Gap had a couple nice takes, Tompkinson as well. I mean, you really attacked the basket well. Was that a point of emphasis coming into today, was to continue to drive and try and get some buckets inside?
Yeah, it's been a big key all year. We call it attacking north and south, get downhill. And if they collapse on you, and that's when you kick it out, and you have those guys shooting those threes. And inside out, we don't want to just come out firing threes off of perimeter passing. We want to get our feet into the paint and see what happens, see how the defense plays it, and just a complete effort, top to bottom. So proud and just happy that we get a chance at bringing some hardware home on Saturday morning.
So you do have one more game with this group, so I don't want to look too far ahead, but what has it meant to coach this team this year and just what they've meant? I mean, this has to be one of the best years in your coaching career.
Yeah, this is the most fun I've had, the most wins, statistics, all of that's been great. We're going to really miss those seniors once. Great role models, unselfish, and they live the Eagle way, something we worked on every single day. And hope we can send it out the right way Saturday morning. Don't ask me that question Saturday. I'm going to cry on the radio.
Lastly for you here, Coach, before I let you go, where do you go from here as far as you're not going to play tomorrow? You guys, do you know, do you get some kind of a shoot around? Is there gym time, or how do you approach the next 24 hours, I guess?
You know, we originally had some gym time, but we're tired. They haven't seen their family much, so I think we're going to give them the day off. And, we are who we are. Getting some shots up is not going to determine the game. If we do or do not get shots up, they need some rest to see some time, spend time with their family, their brothers, their moms, their grandparents, and really just enjoy this rest of today. Tomorrow we'll get them over to Mall of America, have some fun, and then just get a early bed down. I don't think any of these guys have been to bed by 8, 9 o'clock, but they're going to be tomorrow.
Sounds good. Coach, thanks for the time. Congrats on a big win today for the school, the program, and really just a great season. Hopefully you end it on Saturday the right way. We'll be there covering it, and you've been fun to watch all year. I'm sure it'll be the same Saturday. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it. Thanks for being here.